Welcome back for part two of our conversation with Christine on redefining failure.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And that's what I really like to talk to my students as well in this failure conversation is a lot of times, especially students who we are seeing before graduation, they have such a limited view of if I hit a single dead end, then that is the end. And I like how you phrase it of redirection of these outcomes are learning opportunities. That's what I like to talk to my students is whatever is happening, let's boil it down to what can I learn from this? If I'm not getting a job, okay, how can I improve my resume? What can I learn about the job search? If I am getting interviews, but I'm not getting past those interviews, what can I learn from these? I love how you bring up the kind of idea of once we get into a job, it's not the end. When you hit that goal, you're not done. And that's okay. It's okay to continue to work. It's okay to continue pushing. So where do you think this idea of failure, these feelings of failure, and I agree with you. I don't enjoy that word failure, but that's a word that is frequently used when I talk to students of, I feel like I'm failing. I'm not getting where I want to be. Some iteration of that. So where do you think this idea of failure in a career journey comes from?
I can 100% confidently say comparison. It's the comparison game, right? Comparison and priorities. Mm-hmm. Individuals are a culmination of various aspects. Your personality, your realities, your priorities, your interests, and your skills. These are all different aspects of who you are. So I always say no two math majors are the same. So how can you compare the results of your career journey to someone else's, then feel like you failed when you didn't get the same result? You're a completely different person. So how can you compare? How can you set your standard to be the same as someone else's?
I love that. No notes, as they say, of just this idea of getting outside of this view of I need to be like everyone else, because you don't want to be like everyone else. You're a unique individual. You're a unique person, and that's okay. And that's how it should be. So just kind of in closing, thank you for all of your words and wisdom. They've been short, sweet, to the point, and so valuable. And so thank you for that. What additional words of wisdom, thoughts, advice, just on the subject of failure, or just kind of career advice from you? This is the first time we've had you on Ask John. So this is your opportunity to plug the things that you want to plug, whether you have programming or advice just in general when you're meeting with students. Give us your words of wisdom, Christine.
Thank you. I will give the advice that completely changed the trajectory of my life. When I was in college, I was double majoring in psychology and cognitive science for the sole reason because I was interested in the topics. I did not think ahead and say, well, I can get this job or I need to go to grad school or whatever it is. I chose my majors because I loved the content. And that kind of shot me in the foot when it was my senior year and I was in this panic frenzy of what am I doing when I graduate? I have no idea. I have nothing lined up. I didn't really work on my resume too much. I didn't have that many internships. I had my job and my research, but that's pretty much it. So I would really just kind of cry to any human being that would listen to me and say, I have no idea what's going to happen, not realizing that I was inadvertently networking, right? Having these types of conversations. And I was introduced to this professor of psychology at SDSU. My manager at the time sent me over to her house. It was a very cozy, like nooks and crannies, very cute home. And I just felt so comfortable. And instead of having an informational interview with this professor talking about maybe joining academia, it turned into a therapy session where I was like, you know, there are so many aspects of me and I want so many different things and I want to do this and I want to work with this people and that, whatever. And the pivotal moment was when she asked me a series of questions that really set me straight. The first thing she asked was, what's your hurry? She asked me why I felt like I was in this race against time and why I can't do it all. And she was right. You know, you graduate college with 40 plus years left to work. That means you have 40 plus years to explore all the different career paths and interests as their turn arises, right? Because I might be interested in neuroscience now, but in 6 years from now, I might be really interested in baking. And those are completely different things. So as their turn arises, why can't I experience all of it? And as I get older, the more this concept crystallizes and it becomes true, because you land that big job and at this amazing company, but that doesn't mean your work is done. I would argue that this is just, you're just getting started. That's the beginning, not this feeling of what am I going to do? And I need to, you know, land this position when I graduate college. It's when you land that position is when the race actually begins, right?
Yeah.
You have your promotions, you have the different skills you have to develop so you can move up in your ranking. You have to consider maybe now you want to move to that other amazing company, or maybe you read a book and you're like, wow, I don't want to be X anymore. And you go back to school and start all of this all over again. So my words of wisdom, don't be in a hurry, because this truly is not even the beginning. Enjoy the process, learn a lot from experiences. And if you want it bad enough, you will work for it and you will get it.
Lovely. Lovely. Thank you, Christine, again for joining us. We will definitely have you back. Of course. Of course. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. We want to answer your questions, so please ask them. For more career information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu career pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.